County Lines is WYSO's series about small towns and rural communities of the Miami Valley. This year, we're bringing you the voices of women living and working in the rural parts of Southwest Ohio. Before the coronavirus pandemic, producer Renee Wild met with faculty and students at Wilmington College in Clinton County and heard their ideas about rural life and the prospects for a career in agriculture. Here's Renee with the third story in our series.
Wilmington College students Kayla Wise and Lucy Inge come from very different backgrounds. Kayla grew up in a remote farming community in Ohio. Lucy comes from the suburbs and has lived in different areas of the U.S. Lucy hopes to live in a rural area sometime in the future. And in their interview, Kayla asked Lucy about ways to counter the negative image the media has projected about rural communities. The following interview was done in the lobby of the Robinson Communication Center at Wilmington College.
Hello, this is Kayla Wise, and I am interviewing Lucy Inge, one of my fellow students at Wilmington College.
I've always said my retirement plan is to farm. I've had great neighbors when I've lived in more urban and suburban neighborhoods, but I think the culture of rural areas requires that sense of community. I'm hoping to go to Japan this summer to the Asian Rural Institute, which it's a place that trains farmer community leaders from the Pacific, all over Asia and Africa, and encourages them to use tools that they would have around them and resources they would have to do sustainable farming in their communities.
How can we change the world where we are at when looking at the world's problems, it seems that it's too big for just one person to tackle?
Everyone's actions make a difference, because Clinton County was really devastated when DHL left, and I think it was 2007, 2008. The community basically was completely devastated, and people worked together, and they started a community garden that helped feed hungry, and they started a farmer's market, and churches came together and had food pantries and provided utility assistance. And slowly those people uplifted other people. And eventually the community is starting to recover and we're seeing smaller businesses and I think more economic growth. And it's exciting to see this, like, this new phase for Clinton County.
What would you say to someone seeing the rural side and only hears the bad stuff that is said on the news? How would you describe the values or the benefits of a rural community?
There's a disconnect, as you were saying earlier, between urban and rural areas and the suburbia that connects them. There's invisible walls. And I think it goes back to understanding we all have something to give to society and that we all are equal. We're all different, but we all are equal. And I think integrating some of those aspects in an urban environment and teaching that in our schools, I think fostering that sense of understanding and empowering people with that knowledge, I think would really go a long way in sort of debunking the myths of rural communities and helping strengthen the connections between the urban and rural, especially politically, because that's become a great divide. We need to be unifying ourselves as Americans across the board, no matter what kind of area we live in. And I think it starts with wanting to understand and going to those places and experiencing that and fostering appreciations for the different kinds of lifestyles Americans lead.
That was Wilmington College students and friends Kayla Wise and Lucy Inge. I'm Renee Wild, the producer of County Lines, WYSO's series that gives voice to our rural communities. This interview was produced in conjunction with the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.